Strong parent-teacher collaboration has a tremendous impact on improving school and student performance. That's the word from Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites. He was speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne, and we now bring you excerpts of the discussion.
I could name the schools, the Calabar Junior High, the Kensington, many others like that, that are doing well because they have strong PTAs. When the children are absent, the guidance counselors and the principals phone up or go out and make sure the child is there. When there is a challenge of whatever nature, they speak to it very often, remedying it right there. This makes a difference. At the high school level, it's most interesting. Schools like Holland High, not a traditional high school,
yes,
in Trelawney, 10 years old only, and yet doing remarkably well in terms of deportment, manners of the children, their presence, their involvement in uniform groups, and also in their examination results. Doing better than many of the traditional schools here in Boyne in the area. Holy Trinity High, a huge lurch for the better. Denby in Maypen, Mona High, Papine. These are schools that are on the up, and there are many, many more. Now, I'm encouraging parents to, in their selection, look at the schools which are really doing well rather than following traditional, may I say, prejudices. And ensure also that the convenience, the closeness to home where that is appropriate, is part of your selection mechanism.
And of course, the ministry's thrust, therefore, would be to ensure that schools close to homes are of a high quality, so people don't have to think about sending their children to long distances just to get the quality.
Take South St. Andrew, for example. Traditionally, the two high schools there have not been highly regarded, Charlie Smith and Trenchtown. And under the aegis of the Member of Parliament and a cohort of educators, what we're doing is strengthening Charlie Smith to become a center of excellence in secondary education, adding facilities, upgrading teachers, leadership, etc., while Trenchtown, the present Trenchtown High, will be used as a tertiary institution, which I think is going to help the community also. All of the $600 to $700 million that the Ministry of Education is spending on capital improvements this year is going to those schools which have traditionally been less preferred, in order that they may be lifted up to offer the best opportunity to those children.
Minister, you've been talking about rationalizing the resources in primary schools, because there are a number of primary schools that are what? Fewer than 100 students. Fewer than 100 students.
May I give you some?
I find that so unbelievable.
Yeah. We have about 830-something primary schools. We have about 220 of those which have less than 100 students.
220?
Yes. Population has shifted. We should be grateful for the heritage where, after slavery, people cohered around the church, a school, no matter how humble, which has been built out over the many years. That's a good thing to have, but we have to be open to change now, and some of the institutions simply are not serviceable. The average cost for the state of a unit of primary education a year is about $90,000. I visited a school in a rural parish last week where, because of numbers and the static amount of teachers that used to be needed for the establishment, the unit cost is $463,000. Now, I plead through this medium that people must understand that we have to be much more efficient. So what we're saying is, not arbitrarily, meeting with the communities, the political representatives, the churches, and we're saying, can we take those students from Alps in South Trelawney, which is no longer viable, and can we send them to Ulster Spring? We will offer them a transportation allowance for as long as they're in school, so that the parents are not burdened. And we're not leaving the community bereft of a school, because that very often is the last straw. It's being turned into a place where they can be training in agriculture, courtesy of the Member of Parliament and our ministry and others. And so we're trying to find alternative uses for strong community facilities. The teachers will be reassigned, so there's no loss of employment. But we cannot continue to prop up structures which, however serviceable 50 or 100 years ago, now need to be transformed.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.